Hare Krishna. Vranik Nora writes, I'm really afraid of death. What can I do so that I don't always think about it? Krishna attracts me, but how do I know that it's really He who I should believe in? How do I know that Krishna consciousness is really real and that it's my path? When we pose questions like that, which is the right questions to pose, but we need to be aware that we're setting ourselves up as authorities. In other words, we have an implicit acceptance of our mind and our intelligence as authorities, which in one sense is good. It means that we accept the principle of authority. Now the question is, what is the best authority to accept? We know that we're fallible, we're conditioned souls, we make mistakes, we tend to be illusioned. There are so many defects, and ultimately, like Nora here says, she's always thinking about death. She doesn't really know where she's meant to be going in life. So that's not a really good authority. A good authority is a perfect authority. So what is perfect authority? The perfect authority are the Vedic literatures. The perfect authority is Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because it doesn't have any human origin. It's free of these defects. It originates directly from the Supreme Person. So yes, it's perfect, and it's capable of giving us perfect information. And not only are the Vedas perfect, but we see that there are many perfect personalities. Krishna, Arjuna, Shukadeva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, who weren't always thinking about death, who were always thinking about Krishna, whose personal conduct is impeccable, who are great learned scholars, who after having studied all forms of knowledge and scripture came to the conclusion that Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once again we see that their authority is guiding us and directing us to Krishna. So now the question is, do I follow the authority of these great personalities and the Vedic literatures, or do I follow the authority of my mind and senses? Naturally, the conclusion becomes, all right, I'll follow them. And Nora's already stating that she has some attraction towards Krishna. And that attraction is our initial investment. It's our initial investment in Krishna consciousness. And as we begin to chant, hear, associate with the representatives of these great souls in Krishna consciousness movement, study Srila Prabhupada's books, we develop further faith. We develop faith in the teachings because they're very logical and very consistent. And by further practice, as our hearts become purified, we start to actually realize different aspects of Krishna consciousness. We start to become free from bad habits. We feel a relief or an attachment towards spiritual life. We recognize the futility of a fruitive way of life, of a materialistic way of life. And we have transcendental knowledge as our weapon that helps us control our mind and thereby our senses as well. So, for instance, Nora begins by saying that she's always thinking of death and she's afraid of death. What does Srimad Bhagavatam say about fear? Bhaya dvitiya avinivesha tatsyat. It says that fear comes due to material attachment due to this body, and thinking that we're this body, and because this body is going to die, we think that we are going to die, or that something befalls this body, therefore something is going to befall us. But as soon as we come to understand, oh, tathādeham tarāprāptir, no, actually, the body changes, but I, the soul, never change. I'm eternal. Immediately we can start to get relief from that type of fear. And gradually, as we practice Krishna consciousness, we also come to the realization that I'm not this body. And one actually recognizes, yes, I'm spirit soul. And by further advancement in spiritual life, one does not have just a full intellectual conviction, but one realizes one's original spiritual identity, one's swarup, and we see what is my relationship with Krishna, what is my eternal form, and ultimately we get to go back home, back to Godhead, where we can eternally play and be with Krishna, and in this way all of our fear and all of our misgivings evaporates. But it begins with the initial investment, and that initial investment of faith in Krishna consciousness that comes from seeing the perfect example of perfect souls, the perfect logic of Bhagavad Gita. In other words, by hearing scripture, by seeing the example of great devotees, by hearing from them, all of which are available in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, we're all associating with these wonderful personalities, and naturally, by hearing, we will develop faith. And as we invest that faith in the process, it's a scientific process that by practicing it, by performing the experiment of Krishna consciousness, we actually see the result. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmam. We see the pratyaksha. We see direct perception of the self by realization, as Srila Prabhupada translates it. One actually realizes or sees those things which one has read before or had faith before. It's a stage-wise process, according to the different stages of advancement that one makes in Krishna consciousness. So we can just encourage Nora, you say you have that attraction to Krishna, so invest that attraction, especially in chanting Hare Krishna and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and gradually your attraction will increase, and as your understanding of Krishna consciousness increases, as your experience increases, you'll naturally stop thinking about death all the time, and instead you'll start thinking about Krishna. Hare Krishna.